Although Asian Americans are highly successful in many of the most respected professions, in some fields they are conspicuously absent. For example, this year, New York City has its very first Asian American city council member. Even though news anchor Connie Chung just landed a lucrative deal with CNN, 15-year-old radio rookie Linda Lee isn't sure she should go for it. She's dying to become a TV anchorwoman and filed this report from Flushing, Queens.
Last summer, I watched this miniseries on the Korean channel called All About Eve. All About Eve was about two girls fighting to become anchorwomen.
미국 증시가 사상 최대 폭락세를 보였습니다.
One of them was evil. Once, she even told an innocent girl her dad was in the hospital so that she would be able to take her spot as the music host. She acted very nasty, but I admired her guts. My friend Christina has guts.
And I will run to you.
She's the bass player in the band at my church, but she is also a great singer.
Not by might, not by power.
She has loads of confidence, but I doubt myself all the time. My church friends also think it will be hard for me to become an anchor.
What qualities do I have that may affect my career in a bad way?
Pronunciation, a little.
Your pronunciation? I've noticed that for quite a while now.
I have trouble pronouncing the th sound. Instead of pronouncing it th, I often pronounce it th, thunder, instead of thunder. But my pronunciation isn't my only fear.
Right now the field is so populated with Caucasians that trying to put something different in, the people watching the newscast might not like it because it's something different.
I want to be something different. I want to stand out and have people see the best of me and listen to what I say. I want to be trusted to tell people what's going on in this world. And I want to make a lot of money. But my older sister Barbara says a lot of Asian Americans don't even consider becoming anchors.
Probably because most Asians go for becoming a teacher or even like doctors or like lawyers rather than anchor women. I think Asian Americans don't see anchor women as being such a big deal.
Barbara is studying pre-med in college, but guess who she's named after?
Appa, you named Barbara after Barbara Walters, right?
Yeah.
Why?
At that time, Barbara Walters was a famous anchor woman. First time seeing a TV show. Was very impressed.
My parents watch the news a lot and they know most of the anchors. But when they found that I wanted to become one too, they thought I was joking.
If you want, you could do it, but...
He tells me it's not an easy path. As if I don't know.
You're going the hard way, you could try.
My aunt says she doesn't want me to try.
If you only want to become an anchorwoman, then after you finish college and you don't have a job or a salary and you can't support yourself, it's very dangerous. I'm very old style, but I know the society.
Yeah, I know. Being the next Kai Tong ain't gonna be that easy.
Where's the main lobby for the WB11?
Make the second left.
Kai Tong is a Chinese-American anchor on the WB11 News at 10. She never seems nervous. She talks with so much confidence, and she looks really friendly.
Katie, you have a guest by the name of Linda Lee.
I knew I had to face her sooner or later, but the butterflies in my stomach were flapping their wings like crazy.
Hello. Hi.
It must be Linda.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Want to come upstairs?
Yeah.
Give you a quick tour.
I got to see the 10 o'clock news set. It looked a lot smaller than what I had imagined.
Okay.
And so did Kaidi.
Be careful of the cable.
I'm 5'3", and even with her heels, she's a little shorter.
Okay, this is where I sit. Look at how many cushions. You can tell I sit on four cushions because I sit next to such a tall guy.
Kaidi's co-anchor, Jim Watkins, is just what people picture when they think of an anchor. Good-looking, white, male. But he says the business has changed since he first started.
In fact, I think all the anchors in the first market where I started were all men.
One of the first Asian American anchors was a woman, Connie Chung. She helped other Asian Americans get their feet through the door, but there still aren't that many. A News Directors Association did a survey of anchors across the nation and found that in 1999, 18% of anchors were minorities, but only 2% were Asian. That's the kind of thing my aunt likes to remind me of.
I understand exactly where your aunt is coming from because it is a cultural thing.
Kaidi Tong says her parents wanted her to get a government job so she'd be secure.
Then my mother thought maybe I should get into like something like engineering or something like that because that was, you know, it's very Chinese. Well, I was terrible math. There's no way I was going to be an engineer.
So Kaidi went to school to become a teacher. She got her master's in Chinese and Japanese literature. Then one day, she just decided she wanted to be on the news. They took a chance on her. She says they take fewer chances now, so it'll be a lot harder for me. But not because I'm Asian American.
Not at all. First of all, I think in a market, especially like New York, but in almost any market now, people look past that. They want you to be good at what you do. They want you to be able to do a good interview, to be able to write a good story, to be able to tell a good story. They want you to be able to ad-lib, to think on your feet, to be well-informed. That's what they care about most. Whether you're Asian American or whatever, I think is really, really secondary now.
Cool. I didn't expect her to say that. ABC anchor Juju Chang, who's Korean like me, says being Asian American can actually be helpful.
Newsrooms, if they're smart, like to have people with different backgrounds.
But in the end, she says it all depends on what the news network is looking for.
If they happen to be looking for an Asian American, that's great, you're in luck. But there is an element of arbitrariness and non-objectiveness that can make aspiring to be an anchor a difficult proposition.
I guess Asian American men are not what news networks are looking for. There sure aren't a lot of them on TV.
Good evening, everyone. Breaking news tonight. A frantic search for an abducted 5-year-old
girl in Queens is over tonight. Zoom to Kaidi.
During taping, Kaidi Tong fixed her hair and jewelry all the time.
Kaidi on C5.
It is a visual medium, you know, television. So we have makeup artists that will make you look gorgeous. They'll tell you how to do your hair and all that, and you get a general idea just from
once in a while. My mom, my sister, and I all stand in front of the mirror fighting over who's prettier. I say to my mom, "Oh, you're ugly," and she says, "Look at yourself." We're just joking around, but now I've started to worry about whether I'm television material. I mean, whether I'm television material. My cousin says, "Just go for it."
Doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what my mother thinks, doesn't matter what your mother thinks, and doesn't matter what your father thinks. Because 40 years from now, we'll be gone. We won't be on this earth anymore, but you might still be here.
We were all sitting together in my living room when he said that. And my aunt said, don't tell her those things. We got into a big discussion about whether children owe anything to their parents.
Wow, what? Are these girls your insurance policy?
No.
Are they here to feed you and clothe you as you get older? No, there's
I do believe I owe my parents something. They've given me everything I need in life. And when I make a lot of money as an anchor woman, I'm going to buy them a car and a house and everything.
This is Linda. She's 14.
Hi, Linda.
While I was at WB, a sports editor gave me my first child as an anchor.
Cool.
But where is this thing? She just showed me this that she wrote.
Tonight's All-Star game, Mike Piazza and Roger Clemens will face each other for the first time after last July's incident. Actually, that's not true. They faced each other October 24th.
There's always a next time.
He beamed him in the July game, okay? So that's not exactly accurate.
I have no fear because Linda's here. I can say thunder when I put my mind to it.
Not ended up hitting.
For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Linda Lee.